When some kind of disaster happens, it's really easy to see the pain and torture it is to second guess what was done in the past and to guess what if, and to try and force certainty on the future. This is something that I've dealt with within the last 24 hours, and I hope talking about it is useful for you also. Because how many times in our lives do we sit here and try and think, well, what if I'd done that differently yesterday? Or what if I guarantee that things will come out this way tomorrow? Life is hard that way. It's torture to do that because you can't go back and change the past, and you can't make certain what's going to happen in the future. For me, this has become obvious through yesterday evening. My brother gave me a call and started off with, "Are you sitting down?" Which is never a good way to start a call. And he said that mom fell off her horse while she was riding in the dark last night. And thank God she had this little gizmo on her wrist that all she had to do was push a button and it called my brother. She had got that months ago, just in case she did fall off the horse sometime after my brother and I asked her to take her phone with her when she went out riding alone. And thank God it worked. And that she's getting help now. They took her in a chopper yesterday and flew her at least 100 miles to a hospital where she could get some help. It's easy to look back at that and try and look at all of the things that happened around it and second guess everything and to wonder what if. I know for most of my life I would have done that. And that's where the majority of the misery comes from something like this or from anything you don't necessarily like or things that you might not have chosen or things that are difficult or challenging. That's where most of the pain and suffering seems to come from, is not the thing itself. I mean, believe me, my eyes, I don't know if you can see here, my eyes got some blood clots in them because once my brother gave me the full explanation of how my mom was doing, it hurt, and I just curled up on the ground and sobbed. It hurts. When you honestly face it and feel the feelings, it hurts. Have someone that loves you with their pelvis crushed and broken ribs, and it hurts. And yet, it hurts a lot less if you don't go through and quarterback everything that happened in the past. The day before, I talked to my mom, and she was talking about coming to visit, and we had kind of a difficult conversation. My wife says that I handled it remarkably well. I just said, "I love you, Mom. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do in the future, and I hope you can see your granddaughter when it's time." And my wife thought, based on what my mom said, that I was very nice about it, and I was very loving, that she didn't see how she could have been that way in that situation. And I told her that I don't know how much time I'll have with my mom, and none of us know how much time we have with anyone. My dad already passed away, and so every time I talk with my mom, I try and remember, more than likely, mom's not going to be around for the rest of my life. And I'm very thankful that that allowed me to make what could have been an awful conversation into one not so awful. And yet, it's easy to go back and say, well, what if I had done this or that in the conversation? Thankfully, I texted mom the just hours before, I guess she went out riding and fell. I called both of her phones, her home and her cell phone, and yet there's still that desire in there to question everything. Well, what if you'd sent her a text that said something more than just "I love you and I hope we can talk soon"? Or what if you'd left her a voicemail? What if you'd called more times? It's so easy to do that, and that's where the majority of the pain and suffering comes in. And what I'm grateful to have to share with you today is I notice the absence of that because every time that starts to come up, I choose, I pray, I ask for help to stay right in this moment because that's my mind taking me into hell. That is literally my mind taking me into hell because I cannot change anything that has happened, even the words I just said before this. Now, theoretically, I could edit them on the video, but that would require doing it now. I can't change anything that's happened in the past, and I can't force certainty on the future. if you're not quite on the same page, or even if you are and you've got the point about the past and how much torture is possible by going back and trying to Monday morning quarterback every single thing that happened, it's even worse with the future. I've had a more challenging time accepting how uncertain the future is. I don't know where mom's going to need to live to get the care she needs. I don't know anything about what she's going to need to do to rehab. It's clear she's going to have a significant rehab with a broken pelvis, broken ribs, an injured spine. Thankfully, all her limbs are working. I'm thankful for every update I get today. I don't know exactly when would be the right time for me to visit her. She's around 700 miles away. I just went to Grandma's funeral last week. I'm still getting in sync again after that trip. It was hard taking that trip. It was hard coming back from that trip, and I got no work done. So the thing is, I don't know what the future looks like. And what I do know is I pray and trust that I have the right information I need now to do the right thing. And if I need to go in the future, I will know it when it's time to start planning it. Right now, I don't see what opportunity there is to plan. That allows me to just sit here and be where I'm at. Now, if I need to plan, I can plan, but then I don't have to live it before it's happened. Most of the things in my life I planned, I tried to live them out before they happened, and that ultimately is miserable too, because it's a big lie. How many conversations have you had where you went through and you had, well, I'm going to say this, and they're going to say that, and then I'm going to say this, and then they're going to say that? It's miserable because it's just some fantasy. When you really pay attention to what's going on, you can usually do pretty good with whatever is thrown at you. As long as you don't make a story up of how bad you've done at all the other times in this situation, if you just stand there and let it happen, usually it's okay. And it's nice to have the opportunity to be here with you today. So much positive reinforcement, so much love on all these videos I've made. And I'm thankful to know that the things that I experience are things everyone experiences in one way or another. And it seems the more that I talk about what I experience through what my wife says is a self-aware point of view, then I think that can be helpful for you in order to be self-aware of you. Because the miracle to me seems to be to have that watching presence all the time, that the situation itself doesn't put you to sleep. That even like last night, as I'm crying on the floor and, just thinking, mommy, mommy, then I am still there watching that also. I'm not totally the pain and suffering. I'm still there. I see what's going on in the room. I noticed I initially I went to pray after I talked to my brother, and then I slipped from my knees into laying on the floor and crying very slowly because I was holding on the little girl here. And then, even though I was miserable or I was hurting, I wouldn't say I was miserable. I was in pain, but it wasn't awful because I let it in and accepted it. I didn't fight it. This is the pain I need right now, and I want to feel it. I don't want to fight it because most of my life I fought it. But then I knew, I'm like, you need to have some time to cry, and you need to put your daughter in the crib for this. So I kind of zombie walked somehow over, put her in the crib, and then woke my wife up and had more time to just let all that out, let it out, let it hurt, and let it pass. Instead of going around with all these bottled up emotions, that anger under the surface, to let it come through, let it be felt, let it come out, and then be pure again. It's amazing to see how it's possible to deal with things when theoretically you might say, I'm the same person that I used to hardly be able to deal with anything without flipping out and looking back at every little detail of what I could have done different, agonizing over it and trying to make the future certain and agonizing and getting upset over that. It's a miracle to see how life can be in the same body. Because this is so much of a different experience, it doesn't feel like I'm the same at all on the surface. The person you might say that lived most of my adult life, I couldn't tell you where they're at. whatever is here and is going on in this body is much bigger than whatever idea I had of myself before. And I hope that sharing that with you, Eckhart Tolle says that things shared in presence come through, that the words don't exactly matter, and even just reading the written words can convey that presence. So I hope that I'm another voice that's useful for you with all these practical, down-to-earth, day-to-day issues, and that you can see how I deal with all these different things that come up in my life. Because you have all these things that come up in your life too. And I hope that by watching this, you don't feel so alone with whatever it is you're dealing with today. Because I, for the first time with something like this, don't feel alone. I don't feel alone because I know there are a lot of other people on earth right now whose mothers and fathers, friends, family, brothers, loved ones, kids are in pain. Or who are the one in pain. I don't feel alone. This is something all of us are doing together. Almost everyone has someone in their life that's in some state of pain now, whether it's an addiction or physical injury, or even if it's just like little Madeline here, it's painful for her growing up and getting to know this world. And my brother just called right with a little edit you might have seen. My brother just called in. He's hurting right now. Both of our moms, well, his mom and my mom are the same. Now, my sisters have a different mom, same dad. Anyway, my brother and me both, he's going through this too at the same time, and he's in a lot of pain. And I didn't know what to say to him. I did my best. He said that he thinks someone needs to be there on Thursday. And I said, I don't know if anyone. I don't know that. Maybe someone does, maybe someone doesn't. The lady that's been with my mom may be leaving tomorrow. And my brother says that someone needs to be there, and he asked, would I be there? And I said, I don't think I'll be there on Thursday. Moving Madeline and her mom and getting them set up somewhere else, that takes a little time. I just came back from a trip. I don't know if I can be there Thursday, for sure today. On Tuesday. I can't say right now that yes, I can definitely do that with no plans. And my guess is that I'm not going to be able to be there Thursday. But that's the thing, my brother wants certainty. He wants to know right now. And maybe he needs to be the one who's there on Thursday, and he needs to cancel the things he has planned. I don't know. I don't know hardly anything. I know I'm in the right place right now. I do know that. And the beauty of that is, I'll always be in the right place right now. And if I feel like I'm being called to a new place, then plans, the desire to plan where I'm at to get there will come up. And I want to be there for my mom. The number one priority I have in my life is to take care of myself. If I'm not taking care of myself, then I certainly can't help anyone else. And most of my life, other people had to take care of themselves and help take care of me. So that's number one priority. And usually I can take care of myself anywhere I'm at. It's easiest at home, though. It is easiest at home to take care of myself. It's challenging to take care of myself in new situations sometimes a little more. So, number two priority is to be there for my wife. Little Madeline just went to the pediatric dentist and laser center to have surgery today. And she is number three, and then my family, friends after that. So there's a lot of uncertainty in life. There's so much uncertainty, and when something happens to your family or friends, it can be tough to balance. Where should I be to take care of myself and the people in my life, and where should I be to help whoever needs it? I'm comfortable with that uncertainty today. I know that there's a lot I don't know, and I'm okay with that because it's miserable to not be okay with that. I love my brother, and he sounded like he was hurting pretty bad, and I'm grateful. He's not very emotional, though. He keeps He doesn't cry about stuff. He's how I was most of my life. He doesn't get all emotional about stuff. He handles things how I did most of my life, and most of my life it hurt under the surface all the time. So what I tried to do was numb the pain all the time. So I'm grateful that I have a new way to live today. I'm grateful to have the chance to know that I'm not alone whenever there's pain that comes up. And to be thankful and to say thank God when something bad happens that it wasn't worse. And to say thank God for everything I have. Because I know last night, today I've been thanking God a lot. Mom is alive still. That she had that little phone wrist. That she called my brother for that he called the paramedics, the paramedics all came out and got her. I'm so thankful for everything. And that today is what I have to share. I pray today that I remember what I've shared here with you. The next time I see a thought come up about, well, what if I'd done this? Or a thought about, well, this needs to be a certain way in the future. That I will remember what I've shared here. And let that thought go and stay in the moment. I pray that I will then be free from things like anxiety and unnecessary anger and stress and worry and frustration. That I can be a center of peace and love and hope for everyone in my life. And I can deliver that as best I can from wherever I'm at. I pray that you have the same chance today to be that center of peace, love, and joy for everyone around you, who's free from the bondage of past and who's free from the need to predict everything in the future. I'm honored you've watched this. I'm grateful to have the chance to be here with you today. I get a few questions people ask, why is my daughter here like this? My wife's asleep and she doesn't have much time to sleep in. So about 5 to 8 hours a day, I'm in this outfit here. And then sometimes I'm inspired to make a video while I'm wearing this. So if I take her out, she starts crying, which we don't want that. She doesn't want that mainly. So I love your feedback. Thank you for encouraging me to make this, and I hope you have a great day today.